The WHO Director General said the world has never been in a better position to end the COVID-19 pandemic, but it is also very clear that many of those infected by the virus, which first emerged in China in late 2019, are still experiencing prolonged suffering. Dr. Tedros said COVID has killed almost 6.5 million people and infected more than 600 million. The WHO estimates that 10 to 20% of survivors have been left with mid- and long-term symptoms such as fatigue, breathlessness, and cognitive dysfunction, and women are more likely to suffer from the condition. Dr. Tedros said with the absence of evidence about how best to treat it, long COVID is turning people's lives upside down, and many face often lengthy and frustrating waits for support or guidance. The large numbers of those cruelly affected by the long tail of COVID is also having a dangerous impact on health systems and economies still reeling from the waves of infections. In regional COVID news, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 19,536. And in Dominica, the number of deaths recorded since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic is 74. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.